At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
coming in. Waves are coming in. There is so much magnificence near the ocean. Waves are coming in.
Hello there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. Before we go very far into the program, I'm going to have you all pray for me. In the last, probably the last maybe hour, I haven't been feeling good. I'm having problems with light, which is looking at a computer screen, and the candle is bothering my eyes as well. And so I'm just not really feeling well. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray and we're going to believe that I'm going to feel better and we'll continue doing the program. Also, while we're praying, let's go ahead. We're going to do the opening prayer and then we'll do it that way. And so, but before we do all of that, let's go ahead and do the card of the show. And it comes from my Gaia deck tonight. And it says Gaia on the top of the card, and on the bottom of the card it talks about wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. And tonight we're going to be focusing on maybe talking about my own experiences as a kid growing up with this gift, and also I'm going to be talking about kids today, how to help them on their journey and things to do with that. So if you're, you know somebody that might have a kid that they're suspecting is a little gifted, tonight the night to tell them, hey, you might want to listen to Michael tonight. So tonight is the night. Okay, and also Spirit's really putting into us right now a bunch of wisdom and a bunch of knowledge and pouring that into us. And we are at a time of spiritual awakening, more so than any other time in our life. And so that's one thing that we have to really watch right now. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll do that. So okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us up to this moment. We just thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother God, right now, I just pray that you would just touch me physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And Father, Mother, God, that whatever is going on in me right now, that you would just take care of this. And I know that you're able. You've touched me many times before. And whatever is causing my energy to fluctuate like it is right now, we just ask for you to begin to balance that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I begin to move backwards so you can use me as the vessel that you always do on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would just help us understand what you're doing on our planet and in us, and that you would give us that wisdom, and that you would give us that spiritual understanding and that knowledge that we need to get through our everyday life. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And surround us. Oh, also, Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners, as always. I don't want to forget them. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for them. I know that tonight that you can move in their situation, whatever situation that is. And Father, Mother, God, right now, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. So let's go ahead and let's actually just stop for a minute. Actually, I was told to stop for a second. You know, I think that a lot of times we just get in a hurry. And I think that when we get in a hurry, I think it's really easy for us to miss what Spirit's trying to do. I think a lot of times in our lives, we are just rushing. And the question that I have tonight is, where are we rushing to? You know, where are we going so fast? You know, I notice around me, every day, people just going fast, you know, and I believe that we're missing so much, you know, and a lot of times we're so focused on the past and we're so focused on the future that we're not even seeing right now. You know, we're looking at, okay, where are we going? And we are looking at where we've been, but we're missing right now. Now, I remember as a kid, I remember one time we went on vacation and I was so excited about where we were going because we were going to Six Flags Over Texas. And I was so excited. I could hardly stay in the car. I was so excited. And so I was just like, I couldn't wait to get there. But do you know that I can't remember anything about that trip on the way there? I can't remember anything on the way to where I was going. And I probably missed some exciting things because I was so focused on where I was going and not paying attention to what was going on right then in my life. And so, you know, I think that we do that sometimes. Okay, we're going to go ahead and let's talk to 520. Can you say your name for me when I say hi to you? Hi.
Trisha.
Trisha, how are you tonight?
Fine, and I added my prayer to you, too.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So how can I help tonight?
I sent an email to somebody today, and they responded back.
Okay.
And basically asking to go to work for them. Do you think that's going to happen?
Okay. What kind of work is it? What type of work is it?
It would be helping to bring information.
Oh, okay. Because I was seeing, would you be working with like a computer or something? Because I kept seeing like a computer around you. Would you be working?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would definitely say yes, because I definitely saw you focused, really working there. So I would say yes. As a reader, I'm going to step out and definitely say yes. I feel the confirmation energy that I need to feel. The one thing that's sneaking in here, a little bit on your part, is a little bit of doubt and a little bit of fear. And what Spirit really wants you to focus on is that you can do this and that you did step out. And they are proud that you stepped out on this. This was like a big step for you even to take this step. And so they're saying that, you know, they're proud of you and that this is going to come to fulfillment for you. But you really just need to watch putting some doubt out there. Don't put any of that out there. Just manifest this more and more and more and seeing them contact you. I'm saying that either by the end of this month or at the beginning of next month, you definitely should have this. So you should hear something here pretty quick.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't thank me. I'm not the one providing it, but Spirit is, and I'm the messenger to tell you that that's on its way. But you know, I definitely see you doing that. The one thing that I would work with you on is I just feel like that your self-confidence is a little down at times. Does that make sense? I just feel like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that somebody did a number on you. I feel like that somebody did this, you know, just took that and almost crushed it. Maybe this was a relationship or something like that. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure. I try to dwell on how to fix it.
Right. Yeah, and the one thing, how to fix this is just see yourself as confident, see yourself, you know, reaching other people and helping them, because you definitely have a great ability as a leader inside of you. What you need to do is, what we need to do is try to unlock that, because I definitely feel that in you, but I feel like it's just buried under a lot of other stuff at the moment. But I do feel like that as you work on that, as you ask your angels to help you with that, then that's going to come to fulfillment more and more and more as you advance, especially into this year and as you advance forward. And hopefully that helps you tonight.
It does, and that's what I had emailed that individual about, because I recognize myself as being a benefit to their work.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're going to be lucky to have you, and they're going to see that. So so thank you, know, congratulations on getting this job, and you just keep on moving forward.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye bye. All right. Hold on for just a second. I'm gonna pause every once in a while tonight. There's reasons for things that I do, and so I'm gonna be pausing every once in a while. So, because I'm actually listening, and I want to talk about something. Nicole was with us the other night. I think it was Wednesday, and so and while I was talking to her, she mentioned, you know, both of her sons, Zachary, which is on the other side, and then her other son, you know, being gifted. And so tonight I was thinking, you know, today I was thinking about the program and, you know, where does Spirit want to lead us? Where does Spirit want to guide us? And I thought a lot of people out there have children that are gifted, but they don't know what to do with them, and they don't even know how to recognize what's going on with your kids. Tonight, I want you to really listen to what Spirit wants to say through me to you all, because I believe that Spirit wants to reach out tonight. More than ever, we need to lay aside judgments. We need to lay aside those things that hold us back. And I think a lot of times we don't understand spirituality. We don't understand what's going on. And so a lot of times when we don't understand something, I think the first thing that happens is that we have fear that sneaks in. And then as that fear comes in, then we make judgment calls that are not ours to make. And I feel like that happens a lot of times. I feel like in our society, there's a lot of kids that are on Redland now that shouldn't be. But a lot of doctors don't understand spirituality. They don't understand what's going on. And a lot of our kids that are on our planet now are extremely gifted and are extremely have a lot of energy. Okay? And as a parent, a lot of times that would be hard because your kid easily gets bored. There's a lot of gifted schools just because your kids are smart. A lot of them have gone through many lifetimes already, and a lot of the lessons, you might find this in your kid, a lot of kids are getting bored with schoolwork really quickly. You'll probably also notice a kid that maybe, you know, their attention span goes from one thing to another. That could be a sign that they're gifted, and it also could be a sign that there is something that needs to be medicated. I will tell you that. There's a fine line here between psychic abilities and something that, you know, your kid might need something to calm them down a little bit to get them to that place where spirit can work with them and where spirit can talk to them. I know when I was a kid, back in the day, a few days ago, anyhow, but I remember when I was a kid, I was all over the place. And a lot of times I'm still all over the place. Because I have so much energy, and when spirit's working through me, my mind is going 100 miles an hour, like a speeding train. It just constantly movement. And a lot of kids are like that. I've noticed a lot of kids on our planet that I've noticed are always moving, you know, some way or another. They're either jostling back and forth. I did that a lot when I was a kid. I would swing one side to another side just because I didn't know what to do with my energy. The other thing when I was a kid, you know, starting about the age of 7, I began to see spirits. And back in the day, I was born in 1959. Tells you a little bit about my age. So in the 60s, this wasn't really accepted. And in my family, it wasn't very accepted. My family was very religious, grew up in church most of my life. And so this was frowned on. This was not something that I could run in and say, oh, man, you know, hey, I'm seeing grandma or grandpa or, you know, aunt so-and-so. I couldn't do that without having some kind of repercussions. You know, a lot of times for me, my parents, and this is a no-no to parents, please listen to some of these no-nos. You know, when I first started seeing spirits, I would go to my parents and I would say, you know, I see this and I see that. And they would tell me that I was making up stuff. Okay. So as a kid, I was really confused. In a lot of ways, I was going, okay, am I making this up? You know, or is it real? You know, there was nobody there that could really help me and give me instruction. Didn't have the internet back then, where I could go and type in stuff and where I could look up stuff, what was going on with me. So in a lot of ways, as a kid growing up, I felt very alone, very isolated with something that I really didn't understand. And at times would scare me because I didn't understand it. So, you know, as a parent, my advice to you is if your kid comes up to you and say, hey, mommy and daddy, I just saw Uncle Billy, and Uncle Billy had passed, you know, several years ago, and they're saying, hey, I've seen Uncle Billy, please don't say, hey, you're making up stuff. First of all, that is damaging to your self-esteem when people say, hey, you know, you're making up stuff. You're not dealing with what's going on. So you got to really pay attention to what's going on with you. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls here really quick. Donna, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hope you feel better. It sounded like you weren't feeling so good.
Yeah, I'm battling something at the moment, but we'll be all right. So
take that airborne. Airborne's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we just keep on. I think mine is more energy stuff, but airborne might help. Airborne might help with that as well. So, but yeah. I'll try anything at this point.
Anything, right? No, that's funny. I don't know if I've talked to you before. I don't think I have. But my name's Donna. And my friend has been vacillating for years. He's 89, about coming to California because he wants to be part of, you know, he wants to have someone that cares for him to take care of him, which is me, you know, because I've known him for so many years. And he lives in Boston.
And now he's saying he would like to come to Santa Barbara, buy a house, and then he would leave me the house. And then if I were to meet a partner, because I'm looking, you know, I'd like to meet someone too. And then if he could come live with my partner and I, then we would rent out the house. You know, he just doesn't want to be alone, and he, you know, wants to be with somebody that cares for him. You know, he's like a father to me.
Right.
There's nothing romantic. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, yeah, I definitely feel like that this would be a good thing, and I feel like that this is something that he really wants to do and is leaning towards that. I feel like that at times, though, with him, he has hard time sticking with his decisions. Does that make sense? He has good intentions and all is well, but also at the same time, I feel like that a lot of times he's a big dreamer, and a lot of times he just dreams big, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's great, but he needs to follow through, and this is very important on his path, actually, and hopefully he realizes that and sees that, because he definitely needs to be with you, and he needs to be in California. I feel like that this is a huge part of his plan and why he is still here on planet Earth. I don't see him passing for a long time, actually, still.
Neither.
So, you know, he's in pretty good health. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. And so this is a big, huge part of his spiritual journey. And there is something that he is supposed to do there in California besides just being with you. There's something he's supposed to do. And I feel like that this is a past life thing. I feel like that the reason why he's being drawn there is that I feel like that this is a past life that's trying to heal, and he needs to go there to finish this. It's an unresolved issue from another lifetime. That's why he's filling the straw. He doesn't understand totally why he's filling the straw, but it's another lifetime calling him back home there. So definitely see him there. I would say he's definitely in place there. I would say at this point, where Spirit's showing me, they keep showing me six. So I'm going to say about 6 months, maybe around then. But I'm saying at least probably about 6 months from now. So that would put you sometime about in the summer. About June, I would feel more. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, and the weather's nicer back then. But do you see me meeting someone?
On a romantic level?
Yeah. You know, like a husband or boyfriend
we hope that you're going to find somebody. Yeah, I it just threw me off a little bit because I was like, okay, I thought we were focusing. Yeah, so it threw me off for a second. Definitely do feel like that there is somebody. I will tell you, it also feels like that this person's already around you. They're within blocks of where you.
Wow.
Yeah. I would say they're about 5 blocks away from you. I can't tell a direction, but they're 5 blocks away. So definitely see them coming into your path. I would say more. Looks like to me. Maybe late fall here, would it be October, November? And then as you go into 2014, I do feel like that this would be a serious relationship as you go forward into 2014 and beyond that. But I do feel like that this is a solid relationship. I do feel like that this could be a very long-term relationship, yes.
Oh, and that would work out well because I would like to get my friend situated here.
Yeah, I feel like that is what I feel like that Spirit wants too, is why they're putting it so late in the year where you meet this person, and as you go into 2014, being more serious, gives you time with your friend as your friend adjusts, you know, to California and to the area. It gives you time to work with him.
Oh, wonderful. Wow, that's super.
Spirit knows what they're doing, so that's the amazing. Spirit.
And I've been praying every day that this happens, and you know, I think that you know your prayers can be answered. You know.
Oh yeah, our prayers are. I believe our prayers are always answered. They might not always be answered in our time, but I do believe that our prayers are always answered. And sometimes, one thing about prayer, sometimes those answers are no's. And we don't really like no's very much, but sometimes, you know, but I do believe that prayer is always answered in one way or another. Appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's get some of these calls out of the way here. Melvin, you're on with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, and I wish you well, and I'm quite sure that your prayer has been answered.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel a little better, so how can I help you tonight?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know, is anything, if anything good is, coming my way anytime soon, really, exciting for me.
Okay, Melvin, Spirit has a question to ask you. They're wondering at this moment why you don't think that something good is coming. Because the way you said that, it felt like, man, you know, I don't see anything coming my way. I don't have any hope. I don't have any future. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. And the one thing, Melvin, there's a lot of amazing things coming your way. You gotta see that, and a lot of times I just feel like that your mind really plays a game on you. Mine does the same thing, so I understand this totally. You know, a lot of times we get in our heads and we don't get into our hearts, and it's really easy to stay in our head because as guys, I can talk to you from a guy point of view. As guys, we're taught to think things out, not to be really in touch with our emotions. And so it's really hard for us to adjust to that emotional part of us and be in tap with that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, it does.
I don't know your background that well, but, you know, I just feel like that, you know, a lot of times as guys, if we can't see it and we can't put our hands on it, then we have a hard time thinking anything's going to come our way. But there's some amazing things coming your way. A relationship is definitely on the agenda for this year. I'm getting four, so I'm going to go with 4 months. So this would put you, looks like about April where this would be developing. There's also some financial changes. You know, I know that you're working towards being a coach and stuff like that. I do definitely see that fulfilling. There's all these amazing things coming. But the one thing that has to get on board here is you. And what Spirit says is you definitely got to just keep manifesting this and seeing that good things are coming your way. But it's really easy, you know, to lose sight. Especially right now, it just feels like there's an energy maybe in the last couple of weeks where there's an energy that's coming on our planet as well at the moment, where it's really confusing and it's trying to block all this stuff that Spirit has for us, because this year's an amazing year for a whole bunch of people. But what's happening is there's this energy that's coming on our planet right now that's trying to convince us that none of this stuff's ever going to happen. And so we got to listen to the voice of truth, which is inside of you, and you know, just keep moving forward. But there's some definitely good things. A relationship is coming, and I definitely feel like that the school thing is going to work out. So all these things are right there on your path. Just keep on moving forward. I feel like I'm going to ask you a question. And in the last couple of weeks, have there been like something from your past sort of bothering you? I just feel like that there's something trying to pull you backwards. Does that make any sense?
Oh, Lord. Yes, it does, Michael. It makes a lot of sense. And it makes me feel like I'm still living in the past. And I don't want to – I grew up, you know, very needy as a 10th child of my family. And seems like I have really achieved a lot of good things in life, but it doesn't match up with my bank account.
I was
at the park sitting by the water today.
Right.
And that thought came to my mind. I go out to a park here, and I just sit and I think, and And I'm like, man, I have accomplished this. I have done this and this and this. And I look at my bank account, and it's zero.
Right. Yeah. And that pulls you down. And
yeah.
I feel like that, and I agree with you. I feel like, and I'm not going to rush to this call because I feel like that this call is very important for you. You know, the thing is I feel like with you that this is from your past. This is a thinking that needs to be broken. It's like almost like a poverty of thinking thing that's going on with you. And what you need to do, you need to tell yourself and tell your brain that, hey, you know what? I deserve good things. You know, I see good fortune coming my way. I can hold on to money. I'm going to have money. And just keep seeing that. And that's one thing. I'm going to give you some homework, okay? You're in school, so you know all about homework. What I want you to do, Robin, I really want you to start seeing money coming to you. I want you to see that. You know, money's not everything in the world, but it does make things a little better, okay?
I want
to see you actually getting out of this poverty thinking and into a prosperity thinking. And how you do that is you just say, hey, you know what? I deserve good things. I deserve this. And hey, you know what? I'm going to have it. And as you keep doing this, and I want you to tell yourself this every single day. You know, every time you wake up, say, hey, you know what, today, you know, I see money coming to me. I see it, coming to me. And, you know, and watch for it. And the one thing I will tell you, you know, it could come in dimes, it could come in quarters, it could come in dollars. So just watch, just watch this money coming to you. You know, a lot of times we manifest money and we think, man, you know, one of those armor trucks is going to pull up and start dumping money out. But a lot of times it's just, you know, us finding maybe a 20 or something that we didn't have. And, you know, it starts out little. So just really definitely keep seeing that coming to you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Hey, and good things are on its way, okay? Just keep hanging in there.
Okay, I love you, man. Thank you.
I love you,
too.
All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
No problem. All right, let's go ahead and keep things on rolling. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. Our phone lines are open, and I am taking your calls. So, Veronica, hi. Hold on, Veronica. My switchboard is not wanting to work with me. I think there are little hands at work. Okay, there we go.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How can I help you?
Okay. Well, I did have some private readings with you in the past, and they were delightful. And I want to say that talking to you has helped me because I'm looking at things with my family situations and everything totally different, that everybody's on their spiritual path, not mine to control or, you know, worry about too much. But and a lot of the things you told me have come true. And right now I'm feeling very uneasy, like a major change is coming in my life, and I was just wondering if you could give me any insight on that.
Okay. Yeah. There's definitely. There is definitely a change. Could you say your name out loud?
Veronica.
Veronica. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second, Veronica, as I tap into this. But I agree with you. I do feel like that there is something major that's about to happen. But I'm having a hard time tapping into this, so I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, okay? And please only answer yes or no to my questions, okay? Don't feed me information. Is there a move, a physical move?
I want to move, but we're not planning.
Okay. I would definitely start planning. That's what I feel is in the air, and the reason I'm going to go with this is as soon as you started talking to me, my spirit guide started packing boxes. and I was like, okay, what are you doing? And that's how I see symbols sometimes. And so he had brown boxes, and he started putting stuff in them. and putting the tape across them and marking them with a marker, you know, like you do sometimes when you move. And so I would definitely say that there is a physical move. Now, is that really soon? I would say no. I'd say that this would probably be more towards the end of this year, maybe even into the beginning of 2014. But I would say maybe, you know, going out on here, what I'm seeing, I would say that this physical move happens more towards late November, early December, right as the year ends here. I would say more towards the end of the year as this move takes place. I definitely feel like it needs to be taken place. I just feel like that it's time to downsize. Is that what you guys are thinking about, downsizing a little bit? Because they keep using the word downsize.
Yeah. We have some sickness in our family, and it might be, depending on that.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I do feel like that there is a major passing that's getting ready to take place here. Is there somebody that's really sick right now?
Yep.
Okay. This is a major passing. This is almost like the leader of the family or somebody that everybody
right.
looks to. Okay. So there is a shift in power there, meaning that they're going to move on and then. It feels like that. Could there be like a power struggle after this person passes? Because I feel like that there's going to be some kind of a bickering or fighting or something.
Well, the person that was going to cause that, he's also deathly ill now too. So I kind of think that's
okay. So you think that? You know. Okay, maybe I'm picking up the past energy of what could have
right.
happened and stuff like that. So now that might be out of the picture, but. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's just also something just to keep in the back of your mind that there could be – I just feel like that when this person passed, I feel like that there's going to be some kind of a power struggle with somebody. So you might just keep that in the back of your mind there. But I do feel like that it will be taken care of very easily. So I don't see any major problems. But, you know, but the one thing I will tell you, I definitely do see a passing – And I definitely see it moves, and I feel like that they're connected.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I just want to let you know that you've really helped me look at things totally different, and I'm a much better person for it, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and I'm glad I could help. All right, thank you, Veronica.
Oh, thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Claudia. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how can I help you?
It's Claudia. I had a major loss just recently, and I want to know if that person is okay.
Okay. First of all, Claudia, I want to say that I'm sorry for your loss. And one thing I want to do before we even continue this call. I want you to take a breath with me. I know that this is very emotional, but I to help me tap into you, I need you to calm down as much as we can get you to calm down, okay? So I'm going to give you a chance to breathe here with me. So I want you to take a deep breath in with me, and let's just breathe for a minute and just relax. It makes it easier to tap in. And I'm not going to rush through this call. I don't have any calls after you anyhow at this point, so I'm not going to rush through this. I feel like that this is important to talk to you. Now, is this? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Claudia, and I want you just to answer yes or no to these. Okay. I will tell you that I do have a presence with me. Now, is it connecting with you? I don't know yet. We're going to find that out. Okay. The one thing, was this really recent?
Yes.
Okay. And unexpected?
Yes.
Okay. Was this an accident of some sort?
No.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to ask you, I'm going to stay with the accident for a minute because this could be another spirit that's coming through. Do you have anybody on the other side that would have passed from a car accident?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to shelf that since it's not making sense to you. And a lot of times as a medium, these things will happen. As a lot of people will listen to other mediums on this program, and including myself, a lot of times what happens is when we're open, a whole bunch of spirits will start popping in here. So I'm going to try to stick with yours, okay? Now, is this the male presence?
Yes.
Okay. All right. He is coming across and telling me that he is okay. He wants you to know that he didn't suffer. I don't know if this is important to you. He's telling me that he did not suffer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And he is okay. And he's been trying to get your attention. There's been something going. Has there been anything going on in your house out of normal? Oh, because he's telling me that he's trying to get your attention.
Yeah, well, one time I was talking to him when I was walking, and I said, well, if you're really around, just blow that light bulb on the street lamp, and about 20 seconds later, the light bulb actually blew. But I wasn't sure if I was just, you know.
No, that was definitely him. I would be careful about asking him to explode light bulbs.
That was the only thing around.
unless you can afford replacing light bulbs. But yeah.
No, it was a street lamp. It was a street lamp.
It was in your house, right? Yeah. That was definitely him. He's laughing. He's like, You didn't realize that you could. I'm going to answer you. You asked me to show you a sign. Because he's sort of laughing. He's like, you wanted to talk to me, but then when I showed up, you were like, okay, did that really happen? That was definitely him. Was he a jokester? Because he's saying that he liked playing practical jokes on people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and so he's like, he was like laughing about the light bulb thing. He's like, well, you asked, and then I did it. He's definitely around you. He's always going to be there. He tells me that he's always there. A lot of times we make, people's passing so final. We make that like an ending, and it's not an ending. It's a beginning. They're just not in physical form. He can't. Right now you can't really see him in physical form, and it's not the same, but he's definitely there with you. And he tells me that later on, as you develop your own abilities and as you open up more and more, you are going to be able to see him. You're able, when he does show up, you're going to be able to sense him. You're going to be able to feel his presence and actually see him as you develop your abilities and as you, get past this grief moment. Because right now it just feels like this huge empty hole. I almost feel like an empty hole inside of you. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I can just feel that. And what he wants you to know is just to fill that up with love and the memories that you guys had when he was in physical form. Don't let that hole turn you bitter. I don't know. He's definitely focusing on that. I don't know if you've been feeling a little angry or something, but he's saying not to let that grow. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been feeling angry about this? It's okay.
Well,
if you, yeah.
It was my husband. And
yeah.
The first thing when I found him, I asked him why he left me all by myself.
Right. Yeah. And he wants me to tell you that it was just his time, and he didn't mean to cause you any discomfort or any of this pain that you're feeling right now. It was just his moment. It was just his time. And I know that it's hard right now to understand that, but he's definitely telling me that he didn't do this on purpose. That he would have done nothing to ever hurt you. You should know that. And does that make sense that he would tell you that? Because he was always there for you, and he knows that this is scary for you. He wants me to tell you that he knows that it's scary for you, because this is a new journey for you. This is this is all new to you, but he knows it's scary. But he's also telling me that you're very strong. You're a very strong person, and you can do this. And so he wants me to relay that to you. He's also making a reference at this moment. He's making a reference to a watch Is there a reason why he would be making a reference to a watch? This is a gold watch. He's making a reference to a gold watch.
No, not that I can think of right now.
Okay, this might come to you later, so I wouldn't rule it out, but he's making a reference to a watch. This is a gold wrist watch. He's either had it, or and I think maybe you're just not remembering at the moment, so this might come to you later. But he's definitely making a reference to a watch. And this also could be, you know, him making a reference to time, that there is no endings. This could be also his way of doing that, making a reference to a time. Was he somebody that paid attention to time a lot? Because he's was he a person that watched the clock all the time? Because he's making reference to time, and I'm trying to figure out why he's making reference to time.
It could be.
Okay.
I mean, was
he always like punctual? Because it's like it's something about time. He keeps tipping. He keeps I don't have a wrist watch on, but he's like tapping a watch and paying really attention to time. So this might come to you later and make sense, and hopefully it does later on. But he's really focusing on time, and hopefully this makes a connection with you later on. But I do appreciate you calling in, and I'm really sorry that you're going through this right now. But he's definitely with you and watching over you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You hang in there, and if you need anything, you just holler at me, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah. Going through grief is hard. You know, when we're going through that initial shock of somebody passing, you know, that can be really hard. And maybe Spirit wants me to talk about this really quick. And I know we're supposed to be talking about psychic kids, but, you know, I feel like the Spirit just took us in a different direction tonight. And, you know, I feel like that when we suffer loss of any sort, you know, immediately we go into that place, a lot of us, and I don't understand why. I can't give you an explanation of why we do this. But I feel like that a lot of times when somebody passes, or if we lose our jobs or we lose our house, we definitely go into a place of anger. Then a lot of times we go into a place of blaming Spirit. Nicole talked about this when she was with us, about, you know, that when Zachary passed, he was only 11. If you didn't listen to that show, I would suggest you go listen to it. That was Wednesday's program. And when Zachary passed, he was only 11 years old. But she seen it as Spirit receiving him, not taking him. And a lot of times, if we can look at when our loved ones do move on, when it's time to make that transition, Spirit doesn't take them. Spirit receives them. It's all in timing. And the one thing for me, when I started really seeing this, it really helped me. Because as a kid, I really didn't understand what we call death. You know, because as humans, we make that so final. We make that a finality. You know, it's this big, huge thing that we go through. And then we go out to the cemetery and we place them in the ground and we think that that's the last time that we're ever going to talk to them, the last time we're ever going to see them. And that's not true. That's not true. I don't believe in a thing called death. I don't believe there's such a thing. And you're going, well, Michael, you're out there. And I'm going to explain, so you won't think I'm way out there. The reason why I say there's no death, as a medium, I know that there's no ending. I talk to your loved ones. I've talked to my loved ones on the other side. I see them constantly on a daily basis. I see spirits. And as a kid, let's go back to that. When I was a kid, I started seeing spirits, and I didn't understand all that. And like I said, I didn't have people there to help me through that. Let's talk about psychic children really quick here. And I'm going to pull up something really quick in front of me. And then I'll give you some of these links here in a minute. But the one thing I want to look at is, how do we know if your kids are psychic or gifted? You know, there's a lot of labels, and a lot of, I don't get hung up on the labels. I know a lot of people call them crystal children or you know, different things. I believe that we're all gifted in one way or another, and as children, we don't have all the belief systems yet. We don't have all those things saying, hey, you're not supposed to see that. You're not supposed to do that, you know. And so we come in here, and it's that, I call it that unforgotten memory, and we all have it. Do you remember a time in your childhood? Let's look at you that are listening to me right now. I want you to look at you, okay? In your childhood, in your own childhood, do you remember a time when you had an imaginary friend? Maybe they weren't so imaginary. Or, you know, you saw things out of the corner of your eyes, or you knew things before they would happen. Or you would say, hey, you know, the phone's about to ring, and then the phone would ring. Or the phone would ring, and you would say, I bet that's grandma. And then it would end up being grandma. That is psychic abilities. That's how to watch your kids now. You know, let's say I'm married and I have a little son and his name is Mikey. Okay? We're just going to pretend. Okay? And Mikey comes in and, you know, he says, hey, Dad, you know, I just saw great-grandma Moore. Well, my grandmother had passed several years ago. Okay? So when he says that, I have two choices. I can say, okay, you're making up stuff, and there's no way that you saw her. She's been gone for many years. You didn't even know her. So go to your room, and I'll be in there in a minute to deal with the situation. Or I can say, hey, Mikey, that's awesome. Could you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing? You know, especially if he hadn't seen any pictures of her, you know, if he has no memories, and then all of a sudden he's saying, well, you know, she wore this particular dress, or you know, there was like a smell. My grandmother had a certain smell about her. And so, you know, if he could remember things like that, then I would say, man, that's pretty cool. Let's work with that and develop that. And so what we need to do is work with our children and say, hey, you know what? When they come in and they say, hey, you know, there's something in my room. Because to them, that's real. It's a real experience. There's something really going on with them. And if you approach this in fear, and then all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, or, you know, you put that fear in there, then they're gonna be afraid of it. They're going to think that it's wrong. A lot of this happened with me because there was a lot going on when I was a kid. My mom had some problems, and so there was a lot of stuff going on in my own home. And so in some ways, I got shuffled and lost along the way because a lot of stuff was going on. They didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. So, but, you know, what we need to do is really look at what is going on with our children and how we can work with them. Okay, now, here are some traits to watch for in your child. Okay, so I'm going to go over these really quick and really slow, all right? Okay, let's say your kid is highly sensitive. Okay, it's called an empath. Okay, in other words, let's say that your kid, like when he's watching a or her, you know, I don't want to leave the girls out, so I'm going to use him and her. When they're saying, hey, you know, they're watching a movie and all of a sudden they're crying all the time, or, you know, that is a sign of that they could possibly be gifted. For me, as a kid, I was very sensitive. Still am. You hear it on the show a lot. But it is what makes me. It makes me into the person I am, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You know, sometimes it is a little overwhelming, but I wouldn't trade it because it makes me who I am. And a lot of times, if you know, especially boys, I remember as a boy growing up, my dad was that strong, you know, boys don't cry, real men don't cry, that kind of stuff. That stuff needs to be put back where it belongs, and that's in the past. You know, right now it's okay if you're a guy or if you're a boy listening to this show, and if you want to cry, go ahead and cry. First of all, it's a way to release emotions inside of you, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong being sensitive, okay? I think that for guys, I think back in the day, you know, we said, you know, if a guy shows that they're sensitive, then that means that they have some kind of sexual orientation. That's a bunch of nonsense. It belongs in the past as well. So what we need to do is move forward with forward thinking and realizing that being sensitive could be a sign that you're gifted. Okay, that's a sign of being an empath. Okay, is he imaginative, creative, right brain thinker? My parents would get so mad at me when I was growing up. I would get Christmas gifts and you know, and all of a sudden I would play with the box for hours and hours, making that into cars, making it into a house, making it into a bank. I would play more with the box than I would with this toy that Santa Claus would bring me. So, you know, if they're very creative, they draw a lot, you know, want to play with clay. You know, they're a right brain thinker. Having that imagination, that could be a sign that they're a psychic or a medium or, you know, a spiritual teacher or anything else. Does your child get the vibe of people in situations, even total strangers? Okay, I'm having problems with my computer, so if we go off there, don't worry about it. We'll be back on as quick as possible. Does your child get the vibe of people in situations, even total strangers? What I mean by that is, are they picking up things? You know, maybe somebody comes into the house, and all of a sudden your kid says, "Ooh, something's wrong. You know, I'm not feeling good around that person, or that person makes me nervous." That is a psychic ability. You know, they're saying, "Hey, you know, I don't like this situation. I don't like this person." You know, our dogs, if you watch your pet can tell you things about people. They pick up. Kids are the same way because they haven't learned how to shut that off. They haven't been told that they shouldn't do this kind of things yet. So, you know, they're picking up situation. Is she affected by crowds or noisy places? They don't like to be around a lot of crowds. When I was a kid, I spent most of my childhood in my bedroom by myself. I didn't like noise. I still don't like noise up to this day. I don't like it noisy. It makes me really extremely nervous when it's noisy. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get past that, but I will tell you, up to this day, I don't like crowds. I get really nervous when I'm in crowds. I don't like going to Walmart. I go to Walmart at times when I know that there's not going to be a lot of people there, or at least I hope that there's not going to be a lot of people there. And so, you know, if I see a whole bunch of cars in the parking lot, I just drive on by and think of another time to go. So if your son or daughter doesn't like to be around crowds or don't like a lot of noise, that could be a sign that they're gifted, okay? Does she sometimes say she's been to a place before, and even though you know she hasn't? Again, this happened a lot with me when I was growing up. I would say, hey, you know, remember that we went there, and I had never been there before. One time, I can remember, you know, I said, hey, you know, I saw Grandma and Grandpa down in Oklahoma. We hadn't been there yet. So, you know, if they're saying that they've been to some place before, that could be a sign that they're gifted. Okay, does he have an imaginary playmate? Or say he hears or her says that, hey, you know, I'm hearing voices. Okay. You know, if you see, let's say you have a little kid and he stands in a corner and he's always talking to the corner. Okay. Just because you don't see that person doesn't mean that person's not there. You have shut down that memory. You have shut down that ability inside of you. But that does not mean that little Mikey or little Susie or whatever isn't seeing somebody, isn't talking to somebody. Because most likely they are. I did this all the time. I remember my grandma walked into a room one day, and I was staying with her, and she walked in, and I was just in the living room talking to my friends that nobody else really could see. And I was carrying a conversation, and she's like, well, as soon as I saw her walk in the door, I shut up, of course. And she goes, were you just talking to somebody? And I was like, nope, nobody here. But they were. But, you know, I would get in trouble for that. So, of course, I wouldn't say that kind of stuff. But, you know, the one thing, imaginary playmates. A lot of my imaginary playmates were spirits. Maybe at the time I didn't realize that and didn't know that. But now looking back at it, I can see that. You know, it's like when I met my spirit guide, Stephen, for the first time. He came across to me as an older man. He sat with me by a tree. He was dressed in overalls, had a beard, definitely looked like an older man. I wasn't scared of him, but my brother and sisters that were in the same backyard did not see him. They saw me talking to somebody, but again, you know, they already thought I was a little weird because I was always talking to people that nobody else could see. So they didn't think anything, you know, they probably just shook their heads and go, oh, there he is at it again. So that's what I said, you know, imaginary playmates. So if they're, you know, talking to somebody, to them, to you, that might be imaginary, but to them, it's not so much. All right. Does your child come in and say, hey, I'm seeing ghosts or I'm seeing spirits? You know, a lot of times kids come in and say ghosts because our society has called them that for so long that that's what's in their head. And that's how we, as humanity, see spirits. We think they're as ghosts. But I don't like calling them that. They don't like being called that. So I try not to use that word. But does your child see spirits? You know, saying they, mom, you know, I'm seeing something. And so what do you do with this stuff? You know, when, let's say your kid comes in and says, hey, you know what? I just saw so-and-so. Again, what do you do with this? Or I'm hearing things. Or, you know, they're moving to my room. Or, you know, hey, I don't know what's going on. What you do is you talk to them and you sit down with them and you try to make them as comfortable as possible. I'm going to tell you, there's lots of information out there that you can go and click them to your computer. If you're thinking that your kid is psychic, if you think that they are gifted, then go to your computer and type in, you know, psychic kids or psychic children or some resources. To my website, probably within the next days. If you go to the bottom of my front page at www.spirituallyawakening.com, you're going to see a little box that says Resource Center coming. That's where you find links to information. I'm going to have information on there to help you with grief, to help you with suicidal thoughts, links to help you with depression, links to help you with children that are psychic. Because you know, there's a lot of resources out there, and a lot of times you don't look them up so much, so I'm going to put them all in one place where you can just go and say, hey, you know, I'm dealing with this. Michael prepared some stuff, and so I'm going to go and check that out, all right? And also, I will promise you that any links that I put on my site, I've checked those out. I would not put anything on my site that I haven't checked out for myself personally. And so you can trust me to get you the best information possibly out there, okay? Does she experience noises, flashes of light? We've already talked about that. And what I mean by flashes of light, I'm gonna focus on this for a minute because a lot of kids might not even understand what's going on with them. They could be experiencing, you know, maybe your kid comes in and say, hey, my ears are ringing, or I have a headache. Now, a headache could also mean there's something wrong with them, so you know you're gonna have to pay attention here. Or ringing of the ears could mean there's something physically wrong, so please get them checked out. But a lot of times, you know, a kid will come in and say, you know, my head hurts. I would always say, you know, I'm sick in the head, meaning that I had a headache. Because my head would hurt. And so, or flashes of light. When I was a little kid, I would see out of the corner of my eyes just flashes of light. It was almost like lightning bolts at times. Or, you know, I'm seeing light moving across my room. So unexplainable occurrences. Let's say, you know, one time I actually saw one of my toys move in my room. It was a little car, and it actually moved. Now, a lot of people would say, you know, Mike, that was just because the floor was uneven and stuff like that. I don't believe that was the case. I believe that something moved that. And so unexplainable things. Is your child deeply attracted to animals or have a way with them? That could be a sign that they're gifted. Again, all I have to reference is myself. When I was a kid, I was really drawn to animals. I still am very drawn to animals. I have a dog. I definitely know spirits always talking to me when I just want to be around my dog. Very attracted, drawn to animals. So this could be a sign that he or she is psychic. Okay. Does she feel an urge to put her hands on things to help heal them? Okay, let's say that you go into your son or daughter's room and they're in there with their dolls or their action figures. Boys call them action figures, girls call them dolls. Okay, so you go in there and or their teddy bears and they're in there and you know you go in and they have their hands above them and they're doing something and you ask them what they're doing and they're saying, you know, hey, I'm healing my doll. Okay, they've never been around Reiki. They've never been around healers. That is born into them. Okay? I did that one time when I was 9 years old. A bird fell out of a tree. I went over and not ever seen anything about Reiki, not knowing anything about energy, not knowing anything about healing, not knowing anything about faith healers. I didn't see any of that stuff. I went over and I put my hands above the bird and I started praying for it. Okay. Can your child see auras? We had, I forgot, one of my guests, I can't think of them right now, but they said that when they were very young, they saw, you know, they would draw pictures of with light around them, different colors. I forgot who that was at the moment. But you know, they would see, you know, auras. Let's say that your kid's drawing pictures and all of a sudden they're starting to draw circles around the people or the animals. That's aura. Pay attention to those. Those are very important signs. Does your child have especially vivid dreams? Or let's even go a little farther with this. Is your child waking up and talking about a different time. Like, say, okay, your kid comes in and says, man, you know, I just circle cover wagons around. Or they're talking about the Civil Wars. They're talking about other stuff that they've never been there. These could be past life memories that they're going through. But if they're having vivid dreams at any tell, if they come in the next day and say, hey, you know, I have a so-and-so dream, and maybe they're describing a place of somebody that has passed, you know, vivid dreams could be a sign that they're gifted. Does your child understand the teachings of Jesus, Buddha, and other holy ones, and you aren't sure where she got the information? You know, all of a sudden your kid comes in and, you know, they've never been to church or something, and all of a sudden they come in and start quoting scriptures. You know, teachings of Jesus. How do they know that? When I was a little kid, I've mentioned this before on this program. When my mom got sick about the age of 10, my mom had a nervous breakdown. At that point is also when my gifts started really popping about the same time. Was it timing? I believe so. I believe that everything happens for a purpose and a reason, and I do believe that it happened that way. I started having dreams of walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus and stuff like that. I've talked about that in detail on this program. Of course, I was in church. So, you know, maybe a lot of that was stuff that I heard in church, but a lot of it probably wasn't. You know, but, you know, if they all of a sudden, your kid comes in and talks, you know, starts quoting Gandhi and doesn't even know who Gandhi is. I've never heard of Gandhi. You know, these are ascended masters, and these are people that your kid could be in communication with. These are signs. So if you've answered to yes to any of those, it's likely your child has emerging psychic or spiritual gifts. It goes without saying that if you're the parent or a caretaker of a child who's showing abilities like this, you'll want more information fast. A lot of times, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you love your kids and you're not wanting them to be different, but they're not different. And I'm going to explain. Because I believe that almost all the kids that are on planet Earth now are all gifted in amazing ways. I believe that it is our job as adults and as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, to help. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what is happening with them. And it can be scary. I worked actually with a little boy. I'm not going to say his name. Well, nobody would know him, but I'm still not going to say his name out loud. But what was funny is these people, his mom found out I was gifted and psychic. And this was a few years ago when she said, well, would you work with so-and-so, her son? And I said, yeah, I would be happy to talk to him, because he was so scared. She didn't know what to do with him. And he was, I think he was probably maybe 9, I think. And so, again, that brought back memories of when I was 9 and 10 and those experiences. And he would see people coming through his walls and his floor and the ceiling. And it was scary because he did not know what was going on with him. And she didn't know how to really work with him, how to explain to him what was going on. So I said, yes, I would love to meet him and work with him. So I went over to their house, and that's actually how I got my dog, by the way. But I went over to their house, and I sat down with him, and I said, so-and-so, we're just going to give him a name. This is not his real name, but I'm going to give him a name so I don't keep calling him so-and-so. So we're going to call him Billy. And I said, Billy, I said, you know, what's going on with you? You know, your mom tells me that you're experiencing things. Could you explain to me what you're experiencing? And the look on his face, I'll never forget it, because it was like, you know, finally he had somebody that understood him. Finally, somebody was saying, hey, you know, what I'm seeing is real. Somebody finally acknowledged that in him. And you could see the lights in his eyes light up. And he said, you believe me? And I said, absolutely, positively, yes. I believe you. And a smile came across his face, and he was like, thank you so much. And I said, you're welcome. That's what I'm telling you. Your kids have to have that assurance that everything's going to be okay, that they are not weird, that they're not crazy, that, you know, that there's not something wrong with them. And so I sit there with him for, I would stay there for, well, I was there about an hour or so, you know, and he told me about, you know, these people that he would see, and, you know, and I said, so you talk to them all the time? And he goes, yeah. And there were some energies there that needed to be dealt with and that needed to, you know, go towards the light. There was some energies working with him that were not friendly. But I recognized them and helped them with that and told him how to deal with that. And, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, if you want to sleep with the light on, sleep with the light on. It will help. And so, you know, I gave him simple tools to help, and I gave simple tools to his mom to help him. And so, you know, and I believe I did help. And I believe that he's going to grow up to be an amazing medium and do amazing things. But it took one person saying, yeah, I believe you. You know, because he didn't know me. I was a total stranger. He had never met me. But I believed that what he was seeing was real and what he was experiencing was real. And he just needed that acknowledgement. We got to get past labels. You know, there's, you know, if you go to the internet right now, you'd see a whole bunch of quizzes out there to prove that you have psychic abilities or if you don't have psychic abilities. I wouldn't waste my time with those quizzes. Because if you believe you're psychic, that's all that matters. I don't need a computer test to tell me that I'm gifted. And so, because I know that I'm gifted, without a doubt. I don't need a, you know, to get a whole bunch of little cards and try to match them and say da 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 da. That might not be my area of expertise, but that doesn't mean I'm not psychic. So, you know, just stay, you know, be really careful about those kind of things. What are the 10 core psychic abilities? What are they? Clairaudience is the art of psychic feeling. Basically, a child that has this feels everything. She picks up energy from a crowd. Remember, we talked about being around crowds. They pick up a lot of energy. That's why I watch my energy. I don't be around a lot of crowds because of that. Clairaudience is the art of psychic hearing, being able to clear hearing. If your child is clairaudient, she will hear things. Unfortunately, this does not mean she will hear you calling her for dinner. Yeah, I'm just reading this. Okay. She may hear spirit guides, angels, or other entities. Now, I'm going to throw in something here that they don't really discuss that I really want to discuss. When your kid... because there are higher energy and there is lower energy, okay? I don't call them good or bad. I just call them higher or lower energies. Just be careful with your kid. Just talk to them about what they're seeing and hearing. I'd rather talk to my kid. It's like, okay, you wouldn't just put your kid on a computer and just give them free run of the computer. Because you don't know who they're talking to. You don't know who they're listening to. You would check in with them, right? I would hope, anyhow. And so it's the same way with the spirit world. You know, if your kid comes in and they're talking to somebody, I would want to know who my kid is talking to. I'd say, okay, who is this person that you're talking to, and what are they saying to you, and, you know, describe them to me, and, you know, I would become a part of that. You know, I would say, hey, you know what? Okay, that is pretty cool. What is your friend's name? You know, because I would want to know what energy is talking to my daughter or son. And if I feel uncomfortable with that energy, then I would have a talk with my son or daughter and say, okay, how does this spirit make you feel? How does this person make you feel? Does he make you feel happy, or do they make you feel uncomfortable? And if they make you feel uncomfortable, then maybe we need to help them go home. Okay? That was free. That didn't cost you anything. Clairvoyance is the ability, the psychic ability of seeing. If your child is clairvoyant, he will be able to easily see what he might call pictures in his head or movies in his mind. A lot of times my psychic ability is just that. It's like a big, huge screen. A lot of my information is projected that way. I see a screen in front of me. I've seen this ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. So this is how it started with me, and it will be how it ends with me, because it's just the way I work. Mediumship is the ability to communicate with those who have died. If your child is a medium, she'll need support. Especially, let's say that grandma so-and-so passed, and then all of a sudden, you know, a couple weeks later, your daughter comes in and says, hey, you know, I just got done talking to grandma. They're going to need help with that. Okay? And my thing is, if you don't understand this stuff, you know, arm yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is a good thing. Channeling. If your kid is coming in and is talking into a different voice or whatever that, I would have problems with that personally. Channeling, especially because they don't know how to protect themselves. That's the only reason I would have a problem with that. So I would be really watching that. Because when I channel, there are steps that I go through to protect myself, and a lot of kids wouldn't know how to do that. Again, that's where you're going to have to help. Luckily for you, on Monday's program, I'm going to be talking about psychic protection and what that is and how to do that for yourself and for your family. That will be Monday's program. But if your kid is coming in and writing down stuff that is a little weird, I would keep an eye on that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your kid doing that. But I personally, on a personal level, I would have a problem with it, because I would want to know again where my kid is getting that information. Remote viewing, again, that's, you know, seeing ahead. It's an awesome ability, and a lot of kids have it. Astral protection, projection, you know, be in different places. That, you know, again, we talked about past lives. A lot of kids do this kind of stuff already. Energy healing, we went over that. You know, is an ability to energy heal with hands. A lot of kids now on our planet are here for one purpose. And I want to talk about this really quick. I mean, I'm actually tearing up on this. My spirit guide talked to me, Stephen, talked to me about this, and I just want to slow down for just a second here. Our planet needs healing. I would say 70% of the kids on our planet right now are here for one purpose. They're healers. You might see this in your kid if they like to be in the dirt a lot. If they like to be out with nature, if they like to hug trees, they're trying to heal. if you see your little boy on the ground with his hands flat on the ground and he's mumbling stuff that you don't hear, he's praying. He's doing his job. They're here. Where all of a sudden you're sick and your little boy hops up on your lap and he puts his hand on your forehead. They are definitely divine healers on this planet. I believe that's with everything inside of me. So pay attention. You might have one in your house. I would say 70% of the kids on our planet right now are healers. A lot of those do not know how to deal with that gift, does not know how to work with that gift. But I would say 70% are here on this planet right now for one purpose, and that's to heal our planet. Spiritual advancement is the gift of deep spiritual knowing. These children know everything about the universe without ever being told. We talked about this a little earlier about how that they get bored at school easily. They have all this knowledge already. Nicole mentioned this about her son, her 10-year-old, about that he had a test and he had the answers and he didn't study. They have that knowledge already. Other abilities, just watch your kids. Watch what they're doing, okay? All right. If you would like to call me, and if you have questions about psychic children, maybe you have, questions about your own kid, my phone lines are open at 347-327-9316, or if you just want to talk to me or get an answer, I'm going to keep the lines open for just a few minutes. Amazing how time flies by. I just went over there, and we normally go off the air right now, but I just feel like we're supposed to stay on air for a little bit longer, so I had extended the show up to 2 hours tonight. The one thing, I hope that you got something out of this. I hope that I just didn't ramble along but I hope that you got something out of it that will help you. Over a period of years, the scientists have been studying this. In about the 1980s, they started seeing a movement among children where they would know things that they shouldn't know. In the 1990s, it got more and more, and as we advanced it and as we've evolved, more and more children are showing up. Almost every kid that is being born right now is gifted beyond imagination. But it's up to us to help them develop that and to acknowledge that and to not make them feel uncomfortable with their gifts, to not say, hey, I'm going to pop a pill on you or there's something wrong with you. It's our job to make them feel welcome and at home. They are out of place, a lot of them. A lot of kids feel very alone on planet Earth because they don't know what's going on with them. And I'm not saying that, every problem out there is caused because your kid is psychic or whatever. There are, medical issues. And if your kid is complaining about headaches, I want to reinstate this. If your kid's complaining about headaches or ringing in the ears, get them physically checked out. Look at them. Be sure that everything's okay. But if you can't find an explanation that way, then most likely your kid is very gifted and very psychic, and you're very lucky to have them in your life. And we're lucky to have them on our planet. But we just got to help them. But, it's like, well, I can hear some of you going, well, Michael, okay, but I just don't understand. Holly, her stepchildren are very gifted. And I worked with her when she was around them a lot. And they would say, well, I'm seeing this or I'm seeing that. And And, you know, that's good. And that's great. We just got to keep work with them and develop those gifts. Okay, Spirit wants to shift gears here, so I'm going to let Spirit do that. So we're going to shift gears really quick here. Let's go back to something that I talked about a few minutes ago or earlier. Not maybe a few minutes ago, earlier in the program. And that is when somebody passes or when somebody leaves us or we perceive that they left us. It's a perception. A passion is a perception of how we view it. If we view it as the end, if we see it as the end, then our mind's going to tell us that that's an end, and then we're going to go through this process that is going to just rip our heart out of us, literally. This happened with me with my grandma. And I talk about my grandma a lot on this program, and if you want to talk about your grandma, then I would suggest that you get a program. But I talk about my grandma a lot because she was a big, huge part of my life, and her passing was the hardest thing that I've had to go through so far in my life. That was the most painful passing because I didn't know what I know now, and everybody made it so final that I just felt like that I would never see her, I would never experience her again, and I remember, you know, weeks. It was a couple of weeks after she had passed, and we had put her body in the ground, and her spirit had moved on. And I went over to see my grandpa. And also at the same time, I was planning on getting married and within a couple of weeks from the passing of my grandma. And so I went over with my fiance, and we went over to my grandpa's and went down into the basement. And you can believe this, or you don't have to believe it, and you can say that it was just my imagination or whatever. That's whatever you want to believe. But I went down into the basement, and my grandpa was canning, but beside him, I could see my grandma. And she turned to me, and she smiled, and she said, "Hey, I'm okay." That helped. I didn't totally understand it, and it sort of scared me. But you know, because I was like, okay, is this real or what's going on? Because, you know, for a period of my life, I shut my gifts off. I didn't really open my gifts up again until was probably in the 90s when I started really, you know, realizing my abilities again. Say about 96, around that time. So, you know, I just, you know, but it really helped me realize, okay, hey, I still see her, I still feel her, and she's around. And she's around all the time. She talks to me, you know, maybe not 24/7, but she does every once in a while pop into my life and pops into my vision and helps me along. And your loved ones do the same thing. You know, a lot of times, you know, we think as mediums, you know, that mediums are always talking to their loved ones or stuff like that. Not necessarily. I talk to your loved ones probably more than I talk to mine. But that's okay. That's my job, and I love doing that. I love making connections with your loved ones and helping you see them. I love that. And talking about that, I do have an event coming up in, actually, a live event. In Springfield, Missouri, so in case you want to come, you can plan ahead. It will be March 16th, and it will be in Springfield, Missouri. And I would love to see you if you can get there. Some of you have come to see me, and I thought that was really awesome and cool. So I would love to meet you. If you would like for me to come to your area, let's just throw this out there and let's just manifest this. If you would like for me to come to where you are, contact me. You can write me an email at spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. I would love to visit with you about it. You know, nothing's impossible. And so we just have to believe. So if you're interested in me coming to your town, I would be interested in coming. I would love to meet you. And so let's talk about it. And let's see what Spirit does. Spirit can do amazing things in our life once we begin to see that and once we begin to believe that. Now, I'm going to mention something that I don't really like mentioning, but it's that time of the month that I need to mention it. Okay, I am back, and we got cut off there. Unfortunately, my computer just shut down again, and so that means that I go bye-bye for a minute. So, but we're back, and so we got about 11 minutes. What I was talking about was we need into next month. We do need your help. If you would like to help, you can make a donation by going to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and right there is a donation button, and give what you can. Unfortunately, it does cost money for us to be on there. I wish it was free, but it's not, and so not to provide the program that we provide anyhow. And so do what you can, and I would appreciate it, and I know that Spirit will provide, all right? So enough said. All right, man. I love you guys. I appreciate it so much. Continue to pray for me. At this moment, I'm going to say that we're not going to be on air on Monday, but pay attention to the show page. But I am not going to, at this moment in time, I think I'm going to take Monday off. We do have a guest on Wednesday. Lisa Miller will be with us on Wednesday's program. And so be sure that you tune into that program. But at this moment in time, I feel like that I'm just going to take time off. So we will not be back on air until Wednesday. Okay, so just continue to pray for me, continue to send me love and light, and I will do the same for you. We're all in this together, and we're all working for the same purpose, which is to enlighten the world and to make it a better place, or at least that's what I'm hoping that we're all here doing. And, you know, there's an old saying that we're either part of the solution or we're part of the problem. And I rather believe that Spiritual Talk Radio is part of the solution, not part of the problem. I hope that we're not part of the problem. If I ever thought that, we wouldn't be here. And so so right now I believe that we're part of the solution, or at least I hope we are. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can go to my personal website. If you would like to get a full reading from me over the weekend, you can do that. I would appreciate it. If you did that, it's www.spirituallyawakening.com. If you haven't been over to my website lately, it has all changed, including the name. It's no longer known as Insights with Michael. It's now known as Spiritually Awakening, because that's what we're doing. We're Spiritually Awakening. And so go over there and check it out, www.spirituallyawakening.com. There's some really cool videos over there. If you would like to check them out, tell me what you think about them. And the videos over there will change every once in a while. But the site itself, I believe, is set in concrete. So we're going to hopefully it's set in concrete. But check it out. Things will change over there every once in a while. There are some really cool things coming that aren't up there yet. There's going to be some teaching over there and some other stuff. And as spring comes around, there's going to be some videos, channel messages from Stephen. My spirit guide will be on there. Some really cool things coming up. Check it out. But like I also was telling you, you know, we are going to be in Springfield, Missouri in March. That will be our first event of 2013, and I'm excited. And so if you can make it, I would love to see you there. All right. If you need to get hold of me, ways to get hold of me is go to our websites. Either website, I think, have contact form. I think there's a contact form on Spiritual Talk Radio. If not, there will be. So I will check that out. Because I can't tell you if there is or if there isn't at the moment. But if not over there, there is one on spirituallyawakening.com. And you can get hold of us through that. And you can also get hold of me by writing me an email at spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. And also, if you're having a hard time getting to, if you're forgetting the spiritual awakening thing, you can still get to the website by using Insights with Michael. It will get you over to the new site if you type in Insights with Michael. So don't worry about that. So, all right. You guys have a great evening. Thank you so much for your prayers. And thank you so much for putting up with, me being gone for a minute there. Hopefully you had a moment of silence. So, Rose, thank you so much for helping out tonight. I appreciate you so much. And thank you so much. If you are wondering where Sharon, let's address that really quick. If you're wondering where Sharon is, Sharon's mom is in a nursing facility and having some problems actually right now. Please remember Sharon and her family during this time. And she will be back with us as quick as possible. She is working on some ways of juggling some things, so she can be with us once in a while on the phones. But Rose, thank you so much for stepping up at this time and helping out. I don't know what I'd do without either one of you. I need somebody to keep track of me. All right. So thank you guys for being that. All right. I love you guys. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. You guys have a great night, and we're going to close out with Amazing Grace. See you on Wednesday. All right, bye-bye.